I have Pam Tully. She is the Chief Program Officer at Skills. Skills has hit a milestone of 10,000 Chicagoans placed into jobs in its mission to address unemployment inequities in Chicago's disinvested communities. Skills for Chicagoland announced it has reached its significant milestone with job placements. It was founded and developed in 2012, and Skills is a leading nonprofit that has flipped the traditional workforce model to address unemployment and underemployment. Pam, welcome to the show. So good to have you on.
Oh, thank you so much, Perry. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Pam, let's talk turkey. What is the biggest issue? What is keeping people between 16 and 24? What is the biggest obstacle for their employment? And even after that, adult black men, what's behind the unemployment?
You know, that's a complicated question with a complicated answer. But what I will say is that people having the right access to opportunities, even knowing where they can go to get jobs, how to go about getting those jobs, those are the kinds of things that Skills, as kind of a jobs first model, really helps and tries to address. So we have our model that starts with employers and with the jobs. And then we go out and we have very, very talented HR professionals that are finding the right people who are unemployed or underemployed to fill those positions. So it's really about that access and having, you know, opportunities that are close to where people work, that give them the best chance to get a job, stay in a job, and continue towards economic mobility.
You know, many of our listeners, because we've had this this conversation many times, believe that it is generational. They say that if you haven't seen people get up and go to a job every day and come home and you know, and pay the bills, and there, you know, there are no link cards, there's no SNAP, there's no WIC, there's no Section 8, then how do you prepare them for a future in the workplace? Is it generational in some cases?
Well, I'm not sure that I can answer that entirely, but I can say that the behavior that is required has to be modeled at some point in time for people to be able to do those things,
yes.
Right? So that's also a little bit of what we do. We kind of call it the last mile, where we're trying to ensure that candidates are comfortable with going into an interview, that they understand what business attire means, that they understand, you know, how they have to be on time every day, how important that is. So there's definitely some truth to if you don't have those habits, not knowing what they should be and not having someone have modeled them, it's a little trickier to make sure that you can grasp it and that you're ready to go.
I just want to congratulate you for Skills and hit a milestone of 10,000 job placements. I just think that is amazing. What kind of a team makes this happen?
Well, a great team, I'll tell you that. It really is amazing. Simply put, those 10,000 placements are really more than a number for us, right? I mean, it represents people, and that's what it's all about, and that's what we do. People wanting a job, people getting that job through Skills, and we all know that jobs can change lives. So our team here, we have a very talented group of HR professionals who are out there talking to candidates and doing that coaching and advocating on their behalf with employers. We have an incredibly talented group of people who are managing those relationships with employers and understanding exactly the job opportunities and responsibilities to be able to ensure we get the right candidates. We have a community and strategic partnership team that works exclusively with other nonprofits and CBOs to make sure we're being additive in the communities our marketing team, I mean, just everybody. We have an entire crew of people who are here for the mission.
So tell me what type of employers, you know, do you have this partnership with, and are you intentional that these jobs are not just jobs, but jobs that provide a living wage?
Yes. So we have partnerships with a multitude of local organizations as well as national ones. And they're organizations that span industries, whether that's finance or healthcare, manufacturing, but companies like Discover, Chase, Hyatt, Blue Cross Blue Shield, University of Chicago Medicine, and many others, Walgreens. So
wow.
We feel very fortunate
That's
be
impressive.
Able to have.
That's impressive.
Thank you. It really, really is. Mm-hmm. And the team works hard on maintaining those relationships so that we're able to continue to provide them, you know, with the types of employees that they're looking for.
You know, I talk to a lot of professionals, degreed up and that sort of thing, but they have found themselves in a situation where they can't get hired, or at least they say they can't get hired. Are those? Could you work with those kind of potential in employees? Is there a space for them within skills?
Absolutely. We work with anyone who is unemployed or underemployed and ready to go to work. So we do have
that's awesome.
Yeah, we've got roles that absolutely fit people who have been in the workforce for a while. Some more technical type roles that might require that experience or certifications or degrees. So yes, we would be happy for them to go take a look at our website, scfjobs.com, and there are absolutely roles there that might fit what they're looking for.
And give the website, Pam.
Sure. It is www.scfjobs.com.
And where, now tell me, is Skills a brick-and-mortar place that you work out of, and or you have satellite offices? How's it set up?
Right, yes. We have three locations.
Okay.
We have a downtown location in the Loop. We have a location in Inglewood,
okay,
as well as a location in Lawndale.
Well, that is so good to know. Again, give the website one more time.
Absolutely. It's www.scfjobs.com.
We're talking J.P. Morgan Chase. We're talking about Hyatt, Ulta Beauty, Discover, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Walgreens, University of Chicago Medicine, Jewel Osco, and so many more partners with Skills. If you want to work in these type of disciplines, you should give them a call or look them up on their website. I have to say, Pam, I'm impressed.
Well, thank you. I say thank you on behalf of the entire organization for all
Then keep up the good work. That's good news. Thank you.